This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart PM Pedro Sanchez have jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara. This will be the first private sector final assembly line for military aircraft in India.
मेरे मित्र पेड्रो सांचेज जी के उनकी पहली भारत की यात्रा है आज से हम भारत और स्पेन की पार्टनरशिप को नई दिशा दे रहे हैं हम C-295 ट्रांसपोर्ट एयरक्राफ्ट के प्रोडक्शन की फैक्ट्री का शुभारंभ कर रहे हैं ये फैक्ट्री भारत स्पेन संबंधों को मजबूती देने के साथ ही मेक इन इंडिया मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड इस मिशन को भी सशक्त करने वाली है
Our correspondent reports that both the leaders held a road show from the airport to the Tata Aircraft Complex. A large number of people joined the road show to greet both the leaders. Cultural performances are also being organized on the way to welcome the PMs of both the countries. The leaders are scheduled to hold delegation-level talks after the inauguration of the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara. Apart from the Tatas, leading defense public sector units such as Bharat Electronics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited, as well as private, micro, small and medium enterprises will contribute to this program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the gauge conversion of Bhojnalia rail line to the nation today through video conferencing from Amreli in Gujarat. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer, Western Railway, Vineet Abhishek said, that the project will provide cheaper transportation and boost economic activities in the Kutch region of Gujarat. The National Disaster Management Authority, or NDMA, will celebrate its 20th formation day today in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the inaugural ceremony of the event. The theme of this year's formation day is Empowering Communities for Disaster Risk Reduction through Awareness for Behavioral Change. There will be three technical sessions centered around the main theme. Apart from this, several documents will be launched, including guidelines, SOPs and books on different disaster themes. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that 185 lakh metric tons or LMT of paddy fixed for Kharif marketing season 2024-25 will be procured and not a single grain of paddy will be left out. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Joshi announced that an online portal for grievance redressal of rice millers will be launched shortly so that any difficulties faced by the stakeholders can be addressed promptly. In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of assembly polls will be undertaken today. 805 candidates have filed their nominations for the first phase of polling to be held in 43 constituencies on the 13th of next month. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 30th of this month. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Punjab police have bust a Pakistan-based drug cartel and seized 105 kgs of heroin. The counter-intelligence wing of the police arrested two persons and confiscated the heroin and about 32 kgs of caffeine anhydrous, 17 kgs of DMR in Amritsar, along with six pistols late Saturday night. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav in a social media post informed that the smugglers used water route to transport drugs from Pakistan in rubber tire tubes. US President Joe Biden will celebrate Diwali, his last as the president, with a large number of Indian Americans from across the country at the White House this evening. The day promises to be a memorable tribute to Indian heritage and culture, emphasizing the growing bond between the US and the Indian American community. On to sports now. In wrestling, India's Chirag has bagged the gold medal at the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship 2024 in Tirana, Albania. He defeated Abdul Malik Arachov of Kyrgyzstan 4-3 in the men's 57 kg freestyle category last night. Adding more medals to the Indian tally, fellow grapplers Sujit and Vicky each earned bronze in their respective weight categories. And in table tennis, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade and Krithvika Roy clinched the women's doubles title at the WTT Feeder Calgary 2024 table tennis tournament in Italy last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.